AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Jurors in Hunter Biden's gun trial began deliberating in Wilmington, Delaware, to decide whether the president's son is guilty of federal firearms charges over a revolver he bought in 2018 when prosecutors say he was addicted to crack cocaine. His family says civil rights leader, the Reverend James Lawson Jr., has died. Lawson was an apostle of nonviolent protest who schooled activists to withstand brutal reactions from white authorities as the civil rights movement gained traction. Lawson told the AP in 2021, the strategy has stood the test of time.
What we did in the 20th century was the first great awakening of resistance to the racist systems. Jim Crow law. And I maintain that Black Lives Matter is the heir of that campaign.
Lawson was a close advisor to the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., who called him the leading theorist and strategist of nonviolence in the world. Reverend James Lawson Jr. was 95. Secretary of State Antony Blinken began a new visit to the Middle East in the shadow of the dramatic rescue of four Israeli hostages held in Gaza, and also the turmoil in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Orit Meir is happy her son was rescued.
But the remaining hostages need a deal to get home safely. There is a deal on the table. We ask the Israeli government to move forward with the deal.
Dan Hurley is staying at UConn and has decided to turn down an offer to take over the Los Angeles Lakers. ESPN is reporting that today, ending several days of speculation about Hurley's future and giving him an opportunity to try to guide the Huskies to a third straight NCAA men's college basketball championship. This is AP News. The number of internally displaced in Sudan has reached more than 10 million.
The UN Migration Agency has told the AP. The International Organization for Migration says the tally includes 2.83 million driven from their homes before the current war began by multiple local conflicts that have been happening in recent years. More than 2 million other people have been driven abroad, mostly to neighboring Chad, South Sudan and Egypt. IOM Director General Amy Pope says in a statement, "Imagine a city the size of London being displaced. That's what it's like. But it's happening with the constant threat of crossfire, with famine, disease, and brutal ethnic and gender-based violence." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two teenagers were killed by a landslide during heavy rains when their bedroom wall collapsed on an island in El Salvador. One person is dead, another taken to a hospital after a small plane crashed into a field in Michigan. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.